This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In my closed mind, this is the best way for you, the right way, if you will, to spend quality time with us, because we're interested in spending quality time with you, talking about what matters, the events of the day, the issues of the day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jay Kirshner, going through not arguing about who's right and who's wrong. Nah, who wants to do that? You ever get caught in a car having a conversation with somebody you don't agree with? you're a passenger and there's a driver. The driver says, this is the way it is. And you say, no, I don't think that is. I'm not
super combative. I'm more of the deflector. I'll just be like, yes. Okay, I get where you're coming from. Hey, is that a cow?
Yeah. Is that a whole theme? Is that a jersey? Is that
Look
a brown
at that cloud.
Swiss?
It's a random shape that this cloud is.
And you know what? That's why you're here. If you don't mind me saying so, that's why you're here.
Because I bring up cows.
Well, yeah, not because you like cows, but there are a lot of things that sort of enter into the good ship lollipop that we have here, and compatibility with us in the conversation. It's just good. It's good to have that focus on what's in the middle. Because that's kind of what I'm trying to. There are a lot of things that are going on. You know, COVID is probably another example. Here we go back and forth into COVID again. Apparently, there's a wave that's hitting New York City this week, apparently. But for the average New Yorker, who cares? You know, New Yorkers are a strange breed. They kind of shrug off lots of stuff. And I think that's the appropriate, not to ignore, but to kind of look at it as it overcame us. And for 2 years, it diverted most of the lives of people, not only in this country, but around the world. And I, for one, think it was inappropriate for our lives to have been changed as much as they were. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't the right thing for us to do. But you know what? It's over. We're done. Mm-hmm. We're moving on.
2020.
Exactly. Most people in New York, and I say this is the way to approach it, if you have COVID, then you do something about it. Okay, you take whatever the medicines are, you take it easy, like you, if you had a cold, you wouldn't go to work, you don't expose other people, maybe you want to wear a mask, well, more and more information, even Fauci said yesterday that it may be that that what we thought the vaccines were going to do, they really didn't do, and they don't do. Okay, well, that's everybody got all whooped up about it, and the two big drug manufacturers, Monsanto, Moderna and whatchamacallit?
Pfizer, yeah.
Pfizer, yeah, right. Speaking of the... this is on my mind. That's kind of why I said what I did about. I just said in terms of I confused Moderna and the people who are public enemy number one, Monsanto. There's a story. The government has been looking into herbicides. Department of Agriculture, the Centers for Disease Confusion. And there's another agency that's looking into herbicides. Herb, I say herb, some people say herb, whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. And over 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 again, the same conclusion comes to the surface. The chemicals in Roundup are killers. Here's another that appeared in The Hill so that people in the government could see this firsthand. This appeared in The Hill yesterday, the story about how closely connected the ingredients in the weed killer Roundup are to people dying of cancer. And now the latest evidence of it is that a study of urine from people who have cancer unequivocally proves the connection between the chemicals in Roundup and people dying. Because the urine is reflective of what's in your body. You know that, right? Let's say you take a lot of vitamins and they're yellow, they come out in the pee. And that's
If you eat a lot of green stuff, if
asparagus.
If you're eating a lot of beets, that's going to reflect in what you're putting out.
Right. Yes. So, anyway, the CDC's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which is designed to assess the nutritional showings, if you will, of urine samples. That's what, imagine having that as your job. What do you do for a living? I study urine. And so this urine group.
You're in charge.
You're in charge. Da, 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 da. See, that's why you're here. The ingredients, glyphosate, is the most widely used herbicide in Roundup, most widely used herbicide in the country. And more children are coming down with cancer who are regularly exposed to this weed killer. It's in the food you eat, folks. It's everywhere. And these people, the EPA is onto it. I said the CDC and the USDA, but also the EPA. That is looking at regulatory action. But every time they do that, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years. There's a fellow who got hundreds of millions of dollars, I think his family, because he died, of a horrible death of a cancer that basically ate up his entire body. Everything in his body got eaten by this cancer that was caused by the herbicide and Roundup. And yet, Monsanto and Bayer continue to be in court, spending millions and millions of dollars. Roundup has to be the most profitable thing that they have, because that's where they spend the most money defending themselves. So far, they've had a payout. They've either defended themselves or they've had a payout to victims of these, the cancer victims that are using Roundup, $5.5 billion.
Wow, that makes sense. Identifiable.
It doesn't make any sense, frankly, that the thing is still legal, frankly.
Yeah, that part doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, just another one of the... and by the way, there's a big problem with... Japan is having a big problem with Bayer and Monsanto because of the same kind of lawsuits. It's not just here in America. But in Japan. And so here we have the Supreme Court that's so busy doing other things. This is one of the things that that didn't get reported in that, like, 30 or 40 things that came off the docket. But in case you didn't know, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Bayer, which was trying to throw out a lawsuit against them. And so because of this one failure... And this is a good thing they did. It's cleared the way for thousands and thousands and thousands of lawsuits against Bayer and Monsanto. All of these are going to proceed. But imagine having the balsam to want to deprive people that you've killed of the return that they ought to get. You know, you want to keep selling this stuff? There are ramifications. There are consequences to what you do there, folks. And so this is... this is it's atrocious. I mean, these people are they're as much of a murderer as the guy who killed the guard. You see this? Remember the prison break in Alabama a couple of months ago, where the female guard helped this guy get out.
Yeah, helped him. They fell in love.
And then he kills her. Yeah, then he kills her.
Wait, he killed her? I thought they killed the guy that helped. There was a guy, another prison guard, that was standing in his way of them escaping.
No. The escapee was Casey White. And now he's been charged with murder in the death of Vicky White, who was the corrections officer accused of helping him get out of jail. So
how did he get back to her? Because they were both caught, and he was returned to prison.
I don't know either, but I'm just telling you that's what the latest from, you know. When I look around at these 14 or 15 different websites that I have that give me just a little bit of a story, and I bite into it because I wanted to know more about it, just like you did. So what's the story behind the story? They were out for 11 days, remember?
Yeah.
It was like late April. Vicky White was 56 years old. She disappeared with inmate Casey White, who was 20 years younger than her, but he was bonking her in jail.
Wow, and, I totally missed that. That is astounding. This poor, that poor woman, she was so in love. It broke the
heart. Oh, love
trying
this
to
guy.
Help him escape, and that is just tragic.
Anyway, Casey White caused the death of Vicky White. This is what the court papers say. She died from a gunshot wound to the head. That's pretty deadly. He was also charged with other things in connection to the incident. That means, he's been caught and he'll never get out of jail again. He wasn't supposed to get out in the first place, and she helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Isn't it interesting? This is going to sound a little sexist, but what women fall for in the name of love, how desperate some, and men too, I shouldn't just say women, some people are so desperate for love and attention and affection.
Psychology versus sociology.
Yeah, right. I'm looking at this guy, he looks like a thug, because he is a thug. That's why he was there. And this woman, for whatever the reason, thought he was sexy. He played up to her, and she was an attractive kid. I said she was in her late 30s. I thought she was kind of attractive. And so she can't find love someplace else, or is it that she works in that circumstance, and that's what predicates.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I believe
too bad.
They're soulmates. Ugh,
yeah. 18 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, reading the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, drain to Jehova, busy fits it.
What was that?
Drain to Jehova, busy fits it.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Osteum Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
All right, don't forget our Good Day download. Every single day we produce a podcast, and the most recent one is a focus on what's good, bad, indifferent when it comes to heat, where the heat waves are, what's going on, the story of a couple of big cats that were born in zoos, that kind of stuff. We travel the world to bring you stories that are worth discussing. J-Lo. Talking about her mental health struggles, that we talked about as well. The download at Doug Steffen, the GoodDayShow.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The economic and social effects of COVID-19, Doug, have been way beyond what any of us expected. Another outcome that was pointed out this week, study done at the University of California, San Francisco, reported this week that COVID-19 decreased the number of pregnancies among our young women.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour now, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Time for a celebrity gossip, if you will. Things that are trending on social media. Facebook and Instagram, by the way, are social media at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter has us at Good Day On Air. Find the daily broadcasts and the podcasts at gooddayshow.com. Prince Harry has a new memoir. And whether it makes the royal family nervous or not, we'll figure that out right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So Prince Harry has a new memoir, and apparently insiders are a little bit nervous. He got paid $20 million to write this book, so we're going to hit a home run here. It's coming out in the fall, but as usual, there are leaks, right? Publishing people say this is juicy. All right, so
insiders who have had access to see some of it are saying that he definitely went out of his way not to say anything harmful towards or against his grandmother, who
he loves his grandmother.
He loves so much, and from a lot of things we've been hearing over the past few years is that she may be the Queen of England, but she is an amazing grandmother. It seems that her family truly adores her. However, other members of the family and the quote-unquote the firm, there's going to be a lot of stuff he's discussing, and he discusses things that he's never spoken about before that include his upbringing and his childhood and the way his parents were with him, and as well as with his brother, Prince William. And there are some insiders who are like, yeah, the royal family should be shaking in their boots a little bit.
Right. Good. That's fine. As far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing. The baseball world is wondering who's going to be in the, I think most of the lineup's been set, right? Isn't the All-Star game next week? I think it's next Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Right. Yep. Red Sox got Chris Sale back again, so they'll be, I don't know if he's in the All-Star team, but he's back helping the Red Sox beat the damn Yankees, which is nothing but extraordinary as far as I'm concerned. The Yankees suck. Then there's another sports star, LeBron James, this week saying that if Brittany Griner is freed, if he were her, he wouldn't come back to America because America didn't have your back.
Yeah, that was one of those leaks from an upcoming episode of a podcast he did where he was questioning, would she even want to come back? And it was just a clip, and then he elaborated, which you can hear in the full episode, where he's more saying, does she feel like she's been abandoned because she's been there so long? Would she? Mm-hmm. How is she?
Would you
how
feel
would she
that?
Be feeling?
Good question. 28 past the hour.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States is facing a summertime wave of COVID-19, but some public health experts worry the Biden administration is not doing enough. The White House COVID-19 team on Tuesday outlined a strategy for managing the subvariant BA5. Dr. Fauci on Fox News.
I don't mean to scare people or to get people feel they have to dramatically alter their lives or do anything with mandating a thing like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making use of the available interventions that we have.
This morning, there are just under 91,000 COVID cases in America. First responders and law enforcement sources are reporting two people were killed, including a child, when a boat capsized in the Hudson River near Pier 84 in Manhattan Tuesday. 12 people were aboard the small jet boat called Stimulus Money. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few.
Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like your money is almost worthless? You're not alone, as many Americans are feeling as if we're already in a recession. Representative Brian Stile, a Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax, says the country feels like we're in a recession.
We'll let the PhD economists figure out what the technical definition is, but I can tell you every American feels like we're in a recession right now because they can't afford the things they need to be able to support their families. And we still have far too many Americans sitting on the sidelines rather than getting back to work. And it's because of the reckless policies the Biden administration pushed through under one-party Democratic control. You know it's bad when the legacy media is actually admitting what the problem is here in America, and it's rising crime, it's that parents don't have a say in their children's education, and it's crushing inflation. And so I don't know that changing the person running on the Democratic side does a lot for the Democrats. We continue to see the far left progressives push for these terrible policies that put us into this position in the first place. And so it's Biden today. But I don't know that anybody that's going to step up on the left is going to bring forward ideas that solve the problems.
Streaming service Netflix could introduce its lower price subscription that has mandatory commercials by the end of the year. That's sooner than most expected. Netflix executives say they were aiming to introduce the ad tier in the final 3 months of the year. Commercials on Netflix after years of publicly saying commercials would never be used on the streaming platform. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Our job, our job, is to make your day a better day. I'm Doug Steffen, hopefully accomplishing that goal with Jay Kirshner. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. You ready? Fact of the day. You ready for this? Okay.
Ready.
Did you know that circular cities experience more rain than square cities? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Look at these skylines.
What is the science behind that?
Well, who says there has to be science? Actually, there is, though. This is satellite imagery. You can look and get a better glimpse looking at the city silhouettes around the country. For example, Dallas is a circular city. New York is kind of square, kind of rectangular. Chicago, triangular. And the shape of a city apparently affects the kind of weather that you can experience. This is something from climatologists, and apparently they have thought that for a while. But recent satellite surveys, because you can get the satellites to do anything, right? Mm-hmm. The program, take a picture of this, take a picture of that, follow this, follow that. So, NOAA, one of my favorite organizations for lots of different reasons, very exciting thing, science. Between NASA and NOAA, I think that's where we spend the best money that we have in our country, frankly. Anyway, so the weather patterns, the way storms say it again, Doug, split. The storms split when it comes to the roundness of a city or the squareness of a city or whatever. So anyway, this is a new study looking at the size of cities and their shape, coastal cities, inland cities, that kind of stuff. And the study suggests that circular cities experience more rain and more rain intensity than square cities do. So there you go. And that's by looking or tracking the storms themselves from the satellites. Rain typically forms after air masses meet, and a circular city allows air masses coming from all directions to converge at the center of the city. Let's see here. This is a study, by the way, that was published from NASA and NOAA in the New Scientist. Pretty credible journal. So let's see here. If you live in a city with lots of corners, the air masses kind of run into those, and the corners dissipate the rain. It kind of makes sense when you think about it. A sharp edge will cut things up, right? I mean, when you look at this logically, it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. But who would have thought about it until, somebody, right?
Who would even think to look at something like this to begin with?
Right, exactly.
This is fascinating. I'm glad they did.
By the way, we celebrate lots of things every day. Today is Pi Day, P-I Day. You know what pi is? Pi times the radius squared. Did you learn that when you were in geometry or whatever?
It's the circumference. I thought that was in March.
Pi Day?
It was March, March 15th, March 14th.
Isn't that P-I-E Day?
No, P-I, right. The math.
Oh, P-I Day?
Isn't P-I 3.1?
Yeah, 3.87 or something.
1.4?
Yeah. 1.415,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's the.
I just know the ninth number is zero.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you about that. All right. Emmy nominations. Succession is the big winner. We were talking off the air about how Brian has his whole career has changed. Brian Cox. He was a character actor, well known. His face. Well known, but not him. You know, who's that guy? No, I know him, but it's like Brian. Bruce.
That
Bruce
guy
McGill.
In that thing that looks like that. You know.
Right. Yeah. All right. I know him. Anyway, so they're up for 25 Emmy nominations. As I pointed out a little earlier, the fact that there were no network shows really that amount to anything is an indication of where the money's being spent to produce them. Although, I find myself very comfortable watching the Dick Wolf shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. If I have time, I'll catch a Law and Order, or I'll catch an FBI, or I'll catch a Chicago, PD or Med. I like, actually, of all of the shows, I like the new one that Maloney is in. I like the original Law & Order. I like the early FBI one because I think the two stars, the Muslim guy whose name I can never pronounce, and Missy Peregrim, I think they're very, the chemistry between them is great. The stories are good. But imagine what goes on in that factory in New York, and it is a factory. Dick Wolf, when he started producing Law & Order, bought an old warehouse down in Chelsea. Huge warehouse.
Really?
And one of the things that I remember one day driving by the warehouse, and there were food trucks parked all over the street. And you drive by slowly, and you see all these actors from all these shows out at the food trucks getting their lunch. While, I remember seeing, I always call him Lenny, but Orbach, who played Lenny, what's his face, on Law & Order for so many years, he was out having a hot dog. I remember seeing him with a hot dog and a beer.
That's almost like one of those, the Universal Studios tours or whatever.
Yeah, but right, you see the actors and actresses.
Drive on by there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so the point is that none of the Dick Wolf, they're the ones making all the money, but they're not getting any Emmys. They used to, Law & Order got tons of Emmys usually. But I think it's, the point I'm making with my comment is that I think it's weighted too much on the side of, because it's new and I don't believe, and I look at the numbers, and even though the numbers are less for regular network TV, there's still more people watching that stuff in general than watching the things on the streaming services. But they use the TV to continue to plug the streaming services. Seems kind of, it just seems counterproductive to me. anyway. And speaking of that, one of the shows that used to win a lot of awards was American Idol when it first came out. You know that American Idol has been on for 22 years? 22 years.
It's hard to believe that there were once two hosts on that show.
Yeah, right, because Ryan is the host. There's nobody else as associated. I mean, the panel is one thing, but Ryan, anyway. So there's a finalist named Melinda Doolittle, who ran into Nicole Kidman at a restaurant, and Nicole Kidman came over to her because she's a fan of the show, recognized her, and wanted to congratulate her. And so apparently they sat down, Nicole Kidman sat down at the booth, and they started talking about what was going on, and Melinda finding fame, and she didn't know what to do because every time she goes out, fans are stopping her everywhere. Now, I, for one, am not watching it, so I don't know who she is. But what I find significant is that Nicole Kidman sees her in a restaurant, sits down and talks to her, and gives her the best advice Melinda Doolittle said she's had since she started. Get a bodyguard. Or she said get security. Because people are going to do crazy things. And so apparently she's had security for a while, but this is kind of
good
interesting.
For her. Yeah, that's great. And yeah. I know a lot of celebrities will try to have, even if it's not security, a manager or somebody with them at all times. So if there are fans that are clamoring and wanting an autograph, they don't have to be the bad guy to be like, no. They'll let their assistant or somebody else be like, no,
right.
we're in a rush. We have to leave. Sorry, I can't let you sign all these autographs. You take all these pictures. You're on a time schedule,
yeah.
So they don't look like the bad guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's see what else is going on around the world. Here's something. I suppose this could be from the good news department, the story of a tourist who survived a fall into Mount Vesuvius. Now, if you don't know the story of Mount Vesuvius, where it is, and what this story is about, we will tell you all the details right after this.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dew bowl to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dew bowl's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's rock.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
All right, so this is a story. This gives you cause to think. The Darwin Awards perhaps come to mind when you think about this stuff, right? An American tourist falls into Mount Vesuvius, which is an active volcano. Not at the moment. He's trying to get his mobile phone that he drops while he's trying to take a selfie. How stupid.
Right? Why does it always happen with the selfies? It's always the selfie.
I don't know.
Get that picture to post to Instagram.
Right.
And
yeah.
He went off the beaten path, or he went onto the beaten path, I guess you would say, off the approved path for it, tries to take a selfie, falls almost 50 feet, but that's considered really fortunate because he was really close to falling 1,000 feet.
Yeah, right. So Mount Vesuvius, by the way, is one of the most beautiful parts, one of the most beautiful in that area of Italy. Italy is one of the most beautiful countries, I think, on the planet. It is fabulously exciting. The people are fun and interesting. So much stuff goes on there. The topography, the way homes are built, the coast on both sides, the Adriatic side and the Mediterranean side. It's just a magnificent country. The people are crazy, but that makes it even more interesting and fun to visit. Anyway, Mount Vesuvius last blew up in 1944. Hello. What the hell is that?
Is that a truck?
I don't know what's going on. I'll have to check that out. Anyway, the eruption of the Mount Vesuvius at 4,100 feet. The lava and stuff, if you look around. I have to put a stop to this. Talk amongst yourselves for a second, will you please, Jay?
Vesuvius.
Tell the story about the sailor that got killed on the aircraft carrier.
Vesuvius is the one that, if you guys remember Pompeii, that's the one that buried it. Unfortunately, archaeologists, because it buried it so well, it protected it from climate and everything, and that's why so many archaeologists are still able to find more information, and it's a great tourist spot. So the one that Doug was talking about with the U.S. sailor, a 22-year-old died aboard the California-docked aircraft carrier. Now, there are no indications that it was possible suicide or foul play. They are doing an investigation, but again, this was a docked aircraft carrier. So not really sure why this could have happened, how this could have happened. The gentleman's name, he's a information systems technician, second class, Darren Collins. Now, he had joined the Navy in 2019, had attended information warfare training in Pensacola, Florida, before he reported aboard the Carl Vinson. Now, he'd been on this since October 2020, the Navy said. They've sent their deepest condolences to the family at the time of the tragic loss, and it really is a question of what happened to this young man, 22 years young.
Yep, lousy. Okay, here's something else that I think is lousy. By the way, there's so much activity going on around here this week with workers doing all kinds of things, so it's almost fun. They forgot that I was still on the air. The story of a television anchor who was suspended after a broadcast in which she seemed not to be making any sense. She said she was exhausted, told management that she'd been working a punishing schedule for a long time, and so for her trouble, this is somebody who does, this happens a lot, there are weekend anchors that are reporters during the week, and so she's been reporting every day, she's got a family, and her father died, all kinds of stuff, and so when she went on the air, she just kind of lost, this has happened to me, she just kind of lost it. People expect that folks on the air, whether it's radio or television, can be perfect all the time. Hello, that's not the case. We all go through our stuff. So I thought this was a pretty bad example of management, frankly. 10 before the hour here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Big themes mean big conversation with big people. So we have Chuck Curry, our movie moments personality, here to talk about that theme and the movies that this has nothing to do with that theme. There were two Indiana Jones movies on cable last night. I was switching back and forth between the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so what's that theme that we're listening
to? That is to Jurassic Park. Now, yeah. I'm going to tell you, we're going to tell you how the industry's really changed. Jurassic World Dominion, which has been out for 5 weeks in theaters, still going fairly strong. I think it made like $8 million this past weekend. It said around $400 million domestically. It'll do over $1 billion worldwide. Now, despite the fact that the film is, in my opinion, has some hits and misses in it, I think it's the least of the Jurassic World or Jurassic Park films, but it's done well. Okay? So this Friday, now 5 weeks after it's been in theaters, this Friday, it will be on POVD, meaning you could go on your cable box or your Fire Stick and pay to watch it at home after only 5 weeks. Now, when I first started on the show a few years ago, or many years ago, you had to wait 1 year to see a movie after it was in theaters in your house in whatever the format. Then they put it at like 6 months and then 4 months and 3 months. Now the window is really shrunk, and this movie, the Black Phone, which has only been out 3 weeks and done the horror movies, done very well in theaters. That will also be on video on demand, where you can purchase it in your house this Friday. So that's it. You know, until the studios get on board and understand that it's got to be a little bit more going toward the theaters, the industry won't get back to where it needs to be. But overall, this has been a really good summer. A lot of $100 million openings.
Oh yeah.
Box office is down 12%. this summer since 2019. Having said that, it's come a long way and a lot of good things. Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is a really good site for film, does state, though, and I've been saying this and they agree, even though this summer's been very good, once we get to mid-August and September, you're going to see a downward spiral at the box office because there's not enough product. It's just not.
Well, there's too much negativity, though. The other side of the coin, and I saw the same thing you did yesterday, the comparison to 2020 and the comparison to 2019 and how far we have come, celebration and the realization by people, unless they're completely daft in the business, is that people want to go to the movies, you dummies.
They want to see this stuff
on the big screen.
I agree. 100%, 100%. And I just think people, if the movies, if there's something they're anticipated, they're going to go to a theater versus sitting on their couch. Here's another story. Actor Miles Teller, who is one of the stars of Top Gun Maverick, said in an interview that him and Tom Cruise have spoken, and there's been early talk of the possibility of doing a third entry.
Of course there's going to be. After this much money was made, come on.
I agree.
And there'll be this possibility.
Having said that, after seeing it, I'd rather they just leave it where it is, because I think it was a beautiful book in Top Gun.
I don't agree with you. I thought Tom Cruise is capable, the producers, it's a Bruckheimer thing. They're capable of doing something like that again. It was better.
Yeah, I agree.
This was better than the first one.
It was.
And I think another one, the story was so good. It made you feel good. The shots were exciting. Learning that Tom Cruise is actually flying the plane. All of that stuff led people to want to see the movie. And the word of mouth was fabulous and still is. So I hope they do another one, frankly. And I don't want to think that they're going to.
When Stallone did Rocky Balboa, I loved that film. I thought they should have left it there. But then they did Creed, and I loved that too. So.
They
did make a really good story, continuing saga Rocky Balboa. So I guess they could do it with the Maverick character.
All right. So speaking of characters, the actor Armie Hammer, who is well known and very visible and has done a lot of major roles,
kind of fell off the wagon.
Yeah, right. He fell off the wagon with his drug stuff. He's now selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands. His family. The Caymans, after their breakup, he went down, wants to be with his children and his wife. So now, according to people that go into this timeshare office, he's been there since late June.
That is really interesting. I just want to know one thing, Doug. When he sells timeshare, does he pitch a 30-day money-back guarantee?
I don't know about that. But I wish him well, because I think he deserves to have another chance, frankly. All right, there it is, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.